This one is called The Right Diet. When you hear the word diet, do you think, as I do, starving yourself from things that you really love to eat? Well, I have to admit, when I write or drive, being a little more sedentary, I've gained a few pounds. I'm thinking, I just need the right diet. My friend said, I can help you decide on a diet. My friend must have seen the expression on my face and said, diets are not a bad thing, but the right thing. Let's think of some things that are nutritious, yet tasty, and you can enjoy the food and get thinner at the same time. She added, before you know it, your own special diet will become your lifestyle. I remember hearing preaching about feasting on the Word of God. We were told that in order to feed our spirits, we would not only need to snack on God's Word once a week, but we should delight in His tasty meals throughout each day. Jeremiah says, when your words came, I ate them, and they were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. On God's diet of His Word, our spirits are shaped and transformed by the renewing of our minds. Romans 12, verse 2. God creates by His Word from His own thoughts. He begins our change with the right diet. This diet helps us to lose the weight of the world when we feast on His Word. He changes the way we think, and we become more like Jesus, His Son. As I grow in Christ, He reveals the areas where I need Him to heal my thinking. Now I'm more apt to possess His desires for my life and become all that He wants me to be. The thoughts that I meditate upon in God's Word bring about His best plans for me. John says, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. 3 John 1, verse 2. I thought, I can do this. I have Bible and gospel music CDs that I can listen to while I'm driving. I have a headset while I'm walking on the treadmill. When I do sit in my favorite chair, I have my Bible. Now I'm prepared to feed my body and soul with all the right foods, and it is becoming my lifestyle. Father, thank you for your word that brings instruction to me on how to really live. I pray that my mouth will speak words of wisdom, and the utterance from my heart will give understanding. Proverbs 49, verse 3. In Jesus' precious name.